Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott White with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Michael Holmes from Wheeled Wellbeing. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Scott. Great to be here. Thank you.
First of all, what is Wheeled Wellbeing?
Wheeled Wellbeing is a independent company that does like workplace wellness programs specifically for small businesses and nonprofits. So generally the business community that's traditionally been overlooked in terms of setting up workplace wellness, having programs available to their employees and everything. We are a way to bring that to you even if you are not a Fortune 500 company.
Right. Now I've got to ask about the name, Wheeled Wellbeing. What's in the name?
Yeah, it's usually a mouthful for people because wheeled is not a word people use a lot of the time. It comes from, it's twofold. So it's like if you think about wielding a sword, like you're using the sword as a tool. Right. So we teach businesses and we help businesses use well-being to grow and foster their employees and everything along those lines. And then from the employee standpoint, we teach them to wield well-being to live the life they want to live. To whatever their journey is going to be, we want to help them along with that journey.
That's very, very clever. Personally, how did you get into this? What's your background?
Yeah, so my background is actually heavily rooted in athletic training and sports medicine.
Okay.
Before my wife and I moved to Indiana here, we lived out in Colorado, and I was an athletic trainer for both the Denver Broncos and the and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee. And with both of those, I had access to like the full gamut of anything health or wellness you could ever imagine at the fingertips for all those athletes and everything.
Oh, that is so cool.
And so now I'm trying to take that approach and offer that as something employers can offer to their employees and everything. Mm-hmm. So, and my toes are actually still in that field. In Fort Wayne, I am the athletic trainer for the Team USA Goalball. Is an Olympics, U.S. Paralympic sport. Men's team is going off to the Paris Olympics here and everything. So still get to dabble in that world a little bit.
Right. And didn't you say you're actually going on a trip to what?
Yeah. So like coming up here, like May 5th through 13th, they have a training camp like down in Brazil. So like I'll travel down to Brazil with them. A bunch of teams from around the world will be down there. It's like a group training camp basically, and stuff like that. So it's always a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. So what exact like services do you guys offer?
Yeah, so I kind of break our services down into three different things. I always recommend them all going together because they're kind of meant to complement each other. Mm-hmm. One is specific employee health. So we go in, we'll do a health screen in office with all your employees, do a follow-up with them, and then every single employee gets monthly health coaching with any specialty of their choosing. So they can pick up the phone and call a registered dietitian. They can call a physical therapist. They can call a strength and conditioning person. And that's really the component of the business that's meant to help each individual employee. Then we also put on development workshops. So we'll go in and we'll put on a workshop for your business. Usually we do them like in a lunch and learn type setting and everything where we focus on things like resilience, self-leadership, optimism, workplace stress, all those kind of things. And we do those in a very practical way so that when the workshop is done, your employees have three or four new tools that they can start implementing later that day if they want in any of those regards. And then the final thing we kind of do is we go in and we'll do a whole kind of like business workplace survey, looking at things like career development, employee satisfaction, engagement, all that kind of things. Because a lot of the small businesses and nonprofits we work with, they've never had that ability to like take that whole like big picture look and everything. Because if you're a small business with 7-8 people, it's kind of hard to do that at times. And especially if you're the owner, you never know what kind of answers you're going to get and stuff. So we kind of provide a way of, we provide the safe space for everybody to give the answers they want to get. And then group them all together and kind of provide that in a nice formatted report for the business themselves to then go through.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. I mean, every business could use that.
Hey, I'm not going to argue that point with you. So.
And a lot of times it's the businesses that don't think that they need it are the ones that need it the most.
No, so, it is true. The ones that don't think they need it always do need it a lot. But even ones that already have great cultures and stuff, like I would say over half of the businesses I work with are – I got brought in and already have fantastic culture, mm-hmm. tons of benefits for their employees and everything. And they just were really looking to take that next level of step and like wanted to say, hey, what more can we offer our employees? Mm-hmm. And this was a new option available for mm-hmm. them.
Well, Michael, what would you say sets you apart from other workplace well-being programs?
Probably the biggest thing that sets us apart is we are very hands-on. Because we specifically work with small businesses and nonprofits, meaning the hands-on component is our health screenings are done in office, one-on-one with all of your employees. So we get to know
in person. Wow.
Yeah. We get to know all of them. We get to hear them.
Okay.
We see them. It's very hands-on in that component. And then from a material standpoint, what makes us really different is we operate off of the 8 domains of wellness. So a lot of workplace wellness programs focus solely on like physical health, mm-hmm. maybe some mental health starting to like creep into there. Mm-hmm. We really try to provide the most holistic approach possible, mm-hmm. which encompasses 8 domains of wellness, mm-hmm. which most of them people are – it's something a lot of them haven't thought of, like occupational wellness mm-hmm. or environmental wellness, mm-hmm. spiritual wellness, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Different domains that they maybe never would have thought of in terms of wellness before.
Right.
We really dig into that kind of stuff and like it shows up in the work we do.
Right. Well, you mentioned earlier financial wellness. I never didn't think of that as being a wellness category, but boy, that sure,
no,
that
financial,
sure affects your life.
Yeah. You would be shocked how many an accounting firm I've been in, and then we find out half of their employees score like terribly in financial wellness or something. It's sometimes always funny like that. But no, yeah, it's categories like that where people, not the traditional sense of wellness, that just bringing it up,
right.
bringing their attention to them, and then connecting them to the proper resources to handle that.
Right.
So like we don't want to handle the financial wellness in-house with us, but like we have our connections in the
sure.
communities, and that's why we have that to point them in the right direction and to connect mm-hmm. them with who can help them with that if needed mm-hmm. and everything.
So if someone wanted to pursue this, maybe to talk to you, get an idea of the costs and things for their company, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way is just through my phone number, which is 260-919-1986. Call or text, that's my direct line, comes mm-hmm. straight to me, nobody else. Mm-hmm. And then also my email is straight to me is mholmes@wieldwellbeing.com. Or my fantastic friends here at the chamber.
Yeah,
I'm so sure if you reach out to them,
yes.
they are more than happy to set up a connection and everything.
Well, thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And like Michael said, if you need his services and can't remember his email or his phone, call us and we'll get you in contact with Michael right away.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with the crew from Clevenger Insurance. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Now, first of all, I just learned something about you guys that we need to talk about. Now, Gina, your official name is what?
Asset Superheroes.
Asset Superheroes. That is so cool. So I'm talking to 3 superheroes right now. This is so awesome.
Yes, we named it Asset Superheroes because we protect people's assets, you know, their homes, their vehicles, their lives, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If somebody has a catastrophic claim, you know, that's what insurance does. It puts somebody back whole, and we feel like it really can help when we're not in the office all
right,
the time.
Right.
So it's a superhero power, you know, it's all the time.
Oh, I love it. I love the posters you've got around the room. Looks like reminds me of the old Batman days.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, you can't see that on the radio.
Yeah,
right?
That's okay. And actually, our mission is we want to create a marvelous insurance experience. Mm-hmm. So it's a play on word for the Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So our tagline is have a marvelous day.
Oh, nice. Wow, you're so creative. That's awesome. Well, along those lines, you're, but you're not, don't only do things for your customers, you also do things, great things for the community. Can you introduce your staff here and tell me, you've got an event coming up. Tell me about it.
Yes, absolutely. I have Jessica Schilling here. I have Riley Delp here. One of our core values is to make decisions that last longer than us and also make an impact. We want to be the team member, community member, and friend that you would want to be around.
Right.
You know, the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And we are blessed to have a business that is a for-profit where we have the income to give back, to pour into our team and to pour into the community. And so each month we really want to highlight a small business or a community member that we feel is a superhero to recognize them, because the thing that has always bothered me in life is you never know somebody's true story until you read their obituary if you don't take the time to get to know them.
That is so true.
And it's very important to me as a person that I can help people showcase their gifts and talents as much as possible. And if we can do that through our business platform, we're going to do everything in our power to do that. Whether it's, you know, a vocal, whether it's a monetary donation, just lifting other people's up, other people up, and being stronger together.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. I mean, was it last month you had the Babe Supporting Babe?
Yes, the first ever Kosciuszko County Woman Business of the Year. Dr. Emily Watson won.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. Now, Jessica, you're telling me about some other unsung heroes that you're getting ready to promote or to honor. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the month of April is National Superhero Day. It actually falls on April 26th. And we decided to do a campaign for small town superheroes. And we decided to find a local company that is a unspoken superhero, maybe not your traditional business that you may think of.
Sure.
And we've decided to highlight the Warsaw Police Dispatch Department and all of those amazing team members that work around the clock, night and day, 365 a year to help the community. We have made some custom shirts for them that say Small Town Superhero, and we are going to give them to each one of the team members over there and take a photo with them, highlight them on social media, as well as give them all a gift card to a local business for a cup of coffee. So we are looking forward to featuring them and just acknowledging them and all the work that they do day in and day out for this community. Oh. They are unspoken superheroes.
Oh, they sure are. Yeah, how many calls a day do they get? How many calls do they get from people that are just prank calls, or they're a little bit tipsy, calling in things?
Yeah.
And they've got to go through and decipher all of that to see which calls are real, which ones are not real. And a lot of times people are not in a very happy mood when they call 911.
Absolutely. And to be able to then relay that to our first responders to know what the need is. Is it EMS? Is it fire? Is it, you know, police? So, yes, they go above and beyond in our community. And so we just want to highlight them. So,
and a fascinating conversation that we had in the office was, when you ask people, when you meet somebody out in public, you know, what do you do for a living? Where do you work? How many times have you ever heard somebody say, I'm a 911 dispatcher?
Right.
They are literally invisible superheroes. So that was one of the main drivers that we feel like they just kind of fly under the radar.
Sure.
But they come, you know, in the middle of the night to save the day.
Well, just think how... I mean, they're obviously a counselor.
Yes.
I mean, they've got somebody on the line going through something very traumatic. They have to keep them on the line maybe till the police get there or the fire department gets there. And, yeah, they're helping people at their most desperate, needy times.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for honoring them. Now, you've got some other things, Riley, coming up later on in the summer, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. So to highlight a couple of other months, every month we like to highlight whether, like Gina said, whether it's a business or a community member. And so in May is actually Small Business Month. And so we're going to be highlighting a small business and recognizing them for their positive impact in the community and everything that they've done. And then jump forward a couple months into August, it's National Volunteer Month. And so we'll be honoring a non-for-profit. And so it's going to be awesome just to be able to shout out some of these amazing small businesses and non-for-profits. It's going to be great.
Thank you for everything you do for the community. Thank you for honoring those unspoken heroes. A lot of us are in the social media all the time. We get our face all over the paper and stuff all the time. But you're right. It's those unsung heroes that support everything that everybody else does that that go unnoticed. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
It's our pleasure.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.